You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has temporarily suspended Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. In their order yesterday, the court cited the need to maintain public trust during her ongoing criminal case. Judge Dugan was arrested by the FBI on Friday for allegedly obstructing federal agents attempting to detain an undocumented immigrant in her courtroom. She faces charges of concealing a person to prevent arrest and impeding a federal proceeding. There's no comment yet from her attorneys, which now include a one-time Solicitor General of the United States, who served under George W. Bush. Judge Dugan is scheduled to appear in federal court May 15th.
Dugan will be paid during her suspension, according to court documents. Four tornadoes touched down in west-central Wisconsin Monday night. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that four tornadoes touched down and did destruction in southern Eau Claire County Monday night. NWS Twin Cities surveyed the area, and they say an EF1 tornado touched down northeast of Medovee in Buffalo County, then crossed into Eau Claire County briefly before it lifted. It hit wind speeds of 95 miles per hour, ripping shingles, siding, and gutters off of some homes. Large trees were snapped, laying on roads. A second EF1 touched down for a moment west of Foster. It also hit 95 mile per hour winds. It damaged a barn and tossed debris into a field, and large trees were seen twisted at the base. Then a brief and weaker third EF0 twister also dropped down near Hale Corner, snapping trees. And a fourth tornado with EF1 damage. It went south and slightly east of Augusta. It took shingles off of a roof, tossing trees down onto a truck and a shed. No fatalities or injuries were reported. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Additional tornadoes were also confirmed in southern Minnesota and eastern Wisconsin. Funding for programs that support childcare in Wisconsin are set to expire 2 months from today, and Governor Tony Evers is proposing to keep those programs funded long-term. Evers said it will be a challenge to keep the programs funded through the budget process.
That's what I'm spending a lot of my time doing, is making sure people understand how important it is. We have several hundred million dollars in the budget for childcare counts, and it's going to be tough sledding.
Evers said that it's up to the state legislature now to decide.
We have the resources, and we should be able to take advantage of it. But we'll see. Everything is now in the hands of the legislature, so I don't want to make any guesses, but I'm very, very hopeful that they understand the education part of it, but equally important is that how it impacts our economy and the workforce.
Evers proposed for the state budget over $500 million to keep the programs funded. More information is on the Department of Administration website. Proposed federal cuts to Medicaid could affect coverage for over 50,000 people in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republicans in Congress have passed a resolution to reduce the energy and commerce budget by $880 billion. They're doing that so they can extend President Donald Trump's tax cuts. But most of that money would come from slashing Medicaid. The DHS says Wisconsin would lose about $6.5 billion. That would mean 52,000 Wisconsinites would lose coverage, and the state would have at least an extra $160 million in costs. Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna.
Loss of federal funding means the state really has four options. One, the state needs to find more state dollars. The other options are we change who's eligible for Medicaid, so fewer people are eligible, which means the uninsured rate will likely go up. Uninsured rates going up means more uncompensated care in our healthcare infrastructure and hospitals and other providers. The other option is we can cover fewer services. Eliminating optional services often means we end up spending more. And the third option is just cutting provider rates because we have fewer dollars.
And Hannah says that won't just impact the people who rely on Medicaid. If more people are uninsured and can't pay for care when they need it, that means hospitals aren't getting the money for the services they're providing, and costs could go up for everybody. Here in Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1 in 5 people, 60% of people in nursing homes, and 1 in 3 children.
Costs would rise for anyone who seeks medical care because providers wouldn't be getting money from Medicaid patients. A Wisconsin Department of Transportation plan to close two railroad crossings in La Crosse did not receive any support at yesterday's Board of Public Works meeting. The board unanimously voted to contest closing crossing access at Avon and Hagar Streets and St. Cloud and Liberty Streets. The DOT wanted to close railroad crossing access at the two spots for improved safety by getting rid of turns at the crossings. Tonight, the city's Judiciary and Administrative Committee will review the Wisconsin DOT plan. A new state law in effect offers an alternative to operators' licenses or bartenders' licenses. The new statewide operator's permit will be valid at any licensed business in the state rather than the old operator's license, which was only good for the city or township that issued it. Supporters of the new law said it allows people to work in multiple locations without having to get a separate license to work at each one. You can visit the Wisconsin Division of Alcoholic Beverages website at revenue.wi.gov for more information. UW students who had their visas revoked by the Trump administration now have had their visas restored. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
27 students and alumni had their visas canceled and were told they should self-deport immediately. Two students sued the administration in U.S. District Court, and both times the students won the right to stay. Last week, across the country, people's visa records started to come back online as active without explanation. UW-Madison leaders confirmed that's what happened for all students and alumni who were impacted. That includes at least a handful of them who were told their visas were canceled after years of studying and now being just weeks away from graduation. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says she's relieved and grateful.
All told, about 4,700 students across the country had their visas revoked. A popular Wisconsin restaurant chain announced its new CEO this week. The new CEO of Culver's will be Julie Fussner. Fussner is the company's fifth CEO and the first woman to hold the title for the company. Fussner has been with Culver's since 2017, becoming the company's first chief marketing officer. Before Culver's, Fussner worked at Kraft Foods. She'll take over for Enrique Silva, who retired in February. Culver's has 151 locations in its home state of Wisconsin and over 1,000 restaurants nationally. Gas prices are holding steady in Wisconsin, close to $3 per gallon on average. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices in Wisconsin have inched up a bit over the last week to $2.98 a gallon. That's a 3.1-cent increase from last week. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the national average is unchanged from last week, but is still down 3.8 cents per gallon from a month ago. He said half the states saw rising gas prices, while the others saw a decline, and he expects the national average to stay at the 310 to 320 range throughout the coming week.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices have stayed within a few cents of the statewide average, currently sitting at about 302 per gallon for the past week. It'll be another pleasant day in the Coulee region with mostly clear skies and highs in the upper 60s. Rain chances return overnight into tomorrow, with scattered showers possible. No thunderstorms are expected. Highs will stay right around 60 degrees until the weekend, when the temps will begin to rise through early next week. That'll be when we have our next shot at rain, as highs could climb to 80 degrees by the middle of next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks season comes to an end. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in overtime, 119 to 118. After the game, there was pushing and shoving at midcourt. Giannis says the father of Indy's Tyrese Halliburton got in his face, taunting, swearing.
I believe like being humble in victory. That's how I am. When you win the game, you got to tag and with his face. This is what we do. This is what we effing do. This is the F we do. I feel like that's very, very disrespectful. I've won the championship. They haven't.
The Pacers advance to face the Cavaliers. Baseball, Brewers giving up a couple of runs in the bottom of the first, but went on to beat the White Sox in Chicago 7-2. Freddie Peralta and catcher William Contreras, praised by Pat Murphy.
Freddie and William did a great job after that first inning, you know, to give us six innings, and they were on his heater early, and he made a nice adjustment and showed that he can navigate through someone's just jumping his heater.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We've all heard of chewing the worm one might find at the bottom of a tequila bottle, but a snake? True story. A Virginia woman was about to sip her margarita when a snake fell from the ceiling and landed in her glass after slapping her in the forehead. What did the woman do after being freaked out? Naturally, she took a picture for social media. As a result of the incident, it was revealed the restaurant was in violation of several health codes. Really? Turning down big money would be tough for most of us to do, even if it's to protect a franchise film legacy like Back to the Future. Bob Gale, who is the creator behind the trilogy, says under no circumstances will there ever be a spinoff, prequel, or another sequel. He calls the franchise perfect the way it is. The producer says the only way it could remotely happen is if Steven Spielberg signs off on it, and that most likely will not happen because Spielberg does not like sequels. That's probably why we've never seen E.T. Goes to College. People get scared when they see Lost star Sam Anderson board their flight. The 79-year-old actor says when people see him, their faces say, "Get me off this flight," even though a crash would be highly unlikely because most airline passengers aren't good-looking enough to be actors on a network show. On the other hand, when Leslie Nielsen used to board a plane, no one seemed to mind because although there was a threat of disaster, he brought big laughs. Jack Loudon will break down barriers in a new rendition of Pride and Prejudice, according to Jack Loudon. The star of Slow Horses and Dunkirk will play Mr. Darcy opposite Emma Corrin's Elizabeth Bennet. Loudon says the fact that he is the first ginger or redhead to play Mr. Darcy is one of the last discriminatory barriers to fall in television. Loudon replaces the most recent Mr. Darcy, played by the establishment's Colin Firth. Now that's sarcasm. There are some actors that will immerse themselves completely in a role and do anything to accurately portray their character. Then there is Terrence Howard. Howard says his biggest regret in his career is turning down the role of Smokey Robinson, which the singer personally asked him to play. He passed on the role because he was in negotiations to play Marvin Gaye in a biopic by Lee Daniels. According to Variety, Howard ultimately passed on that role over concerns that Marvin was actually gay, concerns that were confirmed by Quincy Jones. During a recent episode of the Club Random podcast, Howard said if he had to kiss a man in a film, he would cut his lips off. I assume he meant his own lips. Howard explains, saying he has to totally understand a role because he doesn't fake it. Maybe that's why he had no problem playing a pimp in Hustle and Flow. He was also in Big Mama's House. Wonder if he cut a body part off after that gem. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered rain showers are low down to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely with a high right around 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.